Welcome to today's podcast, Rollovers Explained. We frequently receive questions about rollovers, how they work, taxation, how to do them, etc. So let's try and shed some light on the subject, answering the questions: what is a rollover, when can you perform a rollover, and why would you perform a rollover? First, what is a rollover? As defined by the IRS, a rollover occurs when you withdraw cash or other assets from an eligible retirement plan, typically sponsored by an employer, such as a 401k or 403b, and contribute all or part of it to another eligible retirement plan, such as a traditional IRA. A rollover transaction is not taxable, but is reportable on your federal tax return. A rollover can be performed directly or indirectly. Direct rollovers occur when the assets go from the old plan to the new plan directly without you handling the assets. An indirect rollover is a method where you receive a distribution check from the old plan and then have 60 days to deposit the funds into another eligible retirement plan. If you fail to deposit the check within the 60-day window, you may be subject to taxes and penalty. The direct method is the easiest way to avoid taxes and penalty. When can you perform a rollover? Two common opportunities to perform a rollover are: 1. Terminating employment with a company that has your retirement plan. When you leave a company, you essentially have three options for your retirement plan. 1. You can leave the money or assets in the account. 2. Cash out or withdraw the money from the account. This withdrawal may be subject to taxes and penalty. And 3. Perform a rollover and move the assets or money into another eligible retirement plan. The second opportunity to perform a rollover is if the plan allows an in-service distribution. Some employers allow their participants to take an in-service distribution while currently employed, regardless of age, under which they can roll over some or all of their funds from the retirement plan into an IRA. So why would you perform a rollover? Here are four potential reasons. Number 1, control. You will no longer be limited by the investment options of your employer-sponsored plan. Number 2, tax deferral. Assets may continue to grow tax-deferred or tax-free depending on the plan. Number 3, flexibility. You can convert your traditional IRA to a Roth IRA once the money has been rolled over and if you are eligible for a Roth IRA. And 4, options. Depending on your personal situation, you may use your IRA savings for educational purposes, first-time home purchases, or other reasons without penalties. You should become familiar with the terms of your employer's retirement plan to understand your particular withdrawal rights. A great place to start is the plan summary plan description. Your employer should give you a copy of the summary plan description within 90 days after you join the plan. Keep in mind that each choice offers its own benefits, drawbacks, and restrictions, as well as fees and expenses. You should consider your own financial situation carefully and consult a financial advisor or tax professional before making a decision. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.